It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday, October 17th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Internet search engines are tapping into the brains of your friends, well, more or less. You'll soon be hearing a lot about what's called social search. For instance, when you do a Google search, hits from your Gmail can show up in the results. Google is now expanding a public test of that system. Over at rival Bing, the Microsoft search engine, they're doing something more interesting. Do a search for info about, say, athlete's foot, and Bing will also check what friends on Facebook are saying about fungus infection. Anita Ramasastry is a law professor at the University of Washington.
Well, positive implications are what we've seen all along, right? Things are faster, and sometimes it's like the company thinks of things for you before you've ever thought of them. So that's great. The cons are just, I think, the giant unknown, right? When the dots are connected across different kinds of services and platforms, we just don't know what that means in terms of what a company knows about us, and then consequently, who's going to have access to it later.
And there's the problem of context. You really want that petulant comment you tossed onto Facebook last year to show up in your friend's serious search results? Joseph Turo is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg School.
The part that's most troubling about all of this is that people don't have an easy way in the moment to say stop it. And you really don't know what aspects of your privacy are being held and dealt with behind the screen, so that you may find something showing up that you really never thought would show up on someone's search engine.
I tried out social search on Bing by linking it to my Facebook account and then searching the words Obama-Romney debate. In addition to the regular news links, Bing returned a list of my Facebook friends who have all publicly declared for Romney, not one for Obama, apparently. Now a moment with a tech celebrity. It's the guy who was lead developer of the popular blogging site Tumblr. At a time when magazines are having such trouble making money in an increasingly digital world, Marco Arment's doing something a little crazy, starting a new magazine available for $2 each from iTunes. He'll pay writers, but no fancy graphics. And he's giving it how long to turn a profit?
Yeah, I basically said if this doesn't succeed within 2 months, I'll shut it down. I'll abandon it.
What about the industry leads you to believe now's the time?
I think a lot of people probably would question why anybody would launch a magazine in 2012. I'm doing this with a full-time staff of one to start and probably not going to grow it very much beyond that. And I'm having support from writers who, you know, some of them are professionals and some aren't. I'm not even going to use ads. And so it's really a very different business from what the rest of the industry is doing.
It's targeted toward whom?
Really, it's targeted towards geeks like me. But the articles aren't necessarily all about technology. It could be articles about coffee or about baseball or just about personal stories where technology might have played some small role. It's a magazine for geeks, but it's not only geeky topics.
And Marco, what's the magazine called?
That's it. It's called The Magazine.
Marco Arment also created Instapaper, a widely used tool used to clip online articles and keep them handy. And before we go, there's a professor who has hacked a car. Pops the locks through software, remotely hits the brakes, says he can hack a pacemaker, a heart pacemaker, according to PBS's Nova Science Now program. Tadayoshi Kono at the University of Washington does this to show flaws in our thinking about internet security. It's not just computers. It's just about everything with a circuit that's vulnerable. He hacked a pacemaker. I'm David Brancaccio, and it's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.